Speaking of the Billy Madison show, did you see the guy who kind of ripped off Derek's thing?
No.
A guy named Jordan Garnett says, now it's official. Don't let me down. Super Bowl 51 champions. He got a tattoo of the Cowboys saying Super Bowl 51 champions.
He's in better shape than Derek was.
Well, he also waited until,
until they had good players and they won a couple of games in a row.
Yeah.
Derek just went out there in the beginning of the season and said it. So what does Derek do if they win now? Does he just cross it out and fix a number?
Yeah, he could, sure.
Right. I mean, that's an easy fix if they win this year.
Or he could just cross out the year, or not like cross it out, but like get it made into something else. You know what I mean?
Or does he just cross it out like I don't remember what his looked like. It said Super Bowl champions then the year or the number, the Super Bowl number.
I believe it had the Cowboys star, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the logo.
It said Super Bowl champions 2015, I think is what it said.
If you Google Cowboy champion tattoo, Derek is... He's all over it.
Ironically, if you Google butthole tattoo, that comes up. Okay, so you should draw a line between 2015 and write 2016.
Yes.
And then if that doesn't happen, you should draw the line through 2016 and keep going all the way till they win.
Yeah.
That's what I think you should do. That would make, he'd make national news again with that. Don't you think?
Yeah. But this is no fair because this guy did this yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, but if he wins now, they go, but remember in 2015, before the season started, there was a little white boy in San Antonio who believed in his team so much, he got this tattoo. And then they show it, and then Derek's like, I didn't know, I just did it.
I just did it a lot.
Derek, I drink a lot and chub and nard and stuff. And then they're like, but little did he know that he was just 1 year off. And he's like, I got 16 now. And just do it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you'll be fine. Look at Derek. Carmen, you still want to bang Derek?
Yeah.
You do?
You can now. Well, not
you.
I don't want to bang him, but I'm just saying, like, he's very good looking. He's funny.
How close did you come to banging him?
Oh, never.
You guys didn't make out or anything?
No.
You ever think about him?
No.
That's a lie. I saw your lie face.
I don't have a lie face.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I've never lied to you in a day in my life.
Carmen. That's your lie face again.
Carmen, when I ask you this question, say no. Okay? Because I want to see your lie face.
I don't like this.
Carmen, do you love mashed potatoes?
No, you made that up.
See? No,
but you that's your lie face.
Yeah, that's her lie face.
No!
Have you ever eaten pickled pig's feet at Patty's?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's a truth face.
No. Listen, you guys make stuff up about me all the time. That's not true.
You're pregnant?
Yeah.
You love mashed potatoes. You don't wear shoes at Patty's.
I do love mashed potatoes, but I like mac
right
and cheese
on about
more.
Everything. Yeah.
I wear flip-flops, and I don't go barefoot anywhere.
Listen, we pick up on these things because we're talking in conversation and somebody says something about mashed potatoes and you go, oh,
you start snoring like a pig.
I love them so much.
I mean, they're delicious. Trust me, yeah. I eat them.
I love mashed potatoes.
They're good.
But like, if I had to pick one thing to eat for the rest of my life, it would be mac and cheese.
I ate that for dinner last night.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah. Mm. It was a Bob Evans mac and cheese.
Oh.
So because I made it, I wasn't going to eat it for dinner. I made it for my daughter. And then when I came back in, my wife was making Kraft mac and cheese on the oven. I'm like, I already got one brewing in the oven.
Kraft.
You got one over here.
People, Velveeta is where it is.
Oh, no. Velveeta's not even real cheese. Velveeta's not even real cheese.
Oh, my God.
Velveeta's
it's
better.
Clay.
Yeah, it is. It's so much better.
Bob Evans was pretty delicious, and I put peas in there.
If you're making like a cheese dip, Velveeta's where it's at.
Yeah.
Because that melts so much better. That and a can of Rotel.
Oh, so good.
And you do a little sausage with that.
Oh, yeah. I got a little.
Let's
sausage.
Get crazy.
Dip it right in there.
Oh, no.
Carmen, more importantly, I need somebody to call me up and tell me where I can get a pig.
Oh, Blaine actually already sent me a link.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What's a pig run?
A few hundred.
I'm buying you a piggy.
Yeah, really?
But you want a mini pig, right, Carmen?
Yeah, teacup.
No, I'm buying you a big old heifer.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I want one where three of us have to push it into the room.
We don't have room for that.
You have room for a little teacup pig?
Yeah. And he would be best friends with Doak, who's a pug.
Doak.
I didn't name him. But
clearly, Blaine went to FSU.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found this out.
Oh, yeah. He didn't go to college?
He went to the community college by FSU, because I guess there's like
when you can't, that's like what Rudy did. Yeah. When Rudy couldn't get into Notre Dame, he went to the school next door.
TCC, it was a Tallahassee.
So I guess like his sister went there, all of his uncles and dads
Where? To the community college or to FSU?
To FSU.
Okay, you just couldn't get in?
Well, I guess, so you know there's like an interview with James Franco at FSU? I guess his uncle is the one who conducts the interview with James Franco.
So his uncle couldn't get Blaine in, but he got James Franco in?
I don't think he wanted to go, but...
Why did you sing that?
I don't know.
By the way, I'm on some website. It's Hoobly.com, H-O-O-B-L-Y.com. Mm-hmm. And it's pigs here in Tampa, Newport Richey, Tampa, this and that, whatever. 2 to 6, 2 6-week-old mini pigs, $200. 8 mini pigs, ready for Christmas, $200 a piece. 3 teacups.
Like ready to eat for Christmas?
Teacup and mini pigs are the same.
Yeah, but I want it to be specific teacup. Thank you.
Tiny teacup pigs.
Well, do you want pink? You want black and white? What do you want?
And you got to be careful because I know a lot of them will sell baby pigs as teacup pigs.
But and then you get
like the one who sold me the dwarf cat. No, it's like a full-size cat, you liar.
What?
Yeah,
but you sold me a dwarf cat, and all I got is a cat with short legs. I got a full-size cat with short legs. I got a fat cat is what I got. Carmen, I have it right here. Teacup pig pet for sale.
Yes, that's what I want. Not to eat. And I think I want a pink one, so it's like a legitimate pig.
And do you want hairless?
Yeah. We don't want pig.
Because they have a Juliana and Yucatan hairless teacup pig.
Yep.
For $500.
That sounds fancy, and I want it.
All right. That's what you're getting.
That's what
it is. Juliana Pig. How ironic.
Can I call her Juliana?
I don't care. My daughter's going to want her now, too.
Yeah.
I'll bring it to all the family get-togethers.
Yeah, you're invited. Oops. Yeah. Oh, I'm looking. They even do, like, pig photo shoots.
They have one available out in Plant City.
It's going to be so hard to hit this with a sledgehammer one day.
Oh my God. But we're going to have to.
No.
After a year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is pretty adorable.
Right?
Teacup pigs.
Have you seen them, the YouTube videos where they walk around and their legs are so tiny and adorable that you can't even really see them on video? It's the best thing ever.
Do you know how excited my wife got when we were going on the cruise and there was the island with the swimming pigs? But we didn't go to that, right?
No, it's in the Bahamas, yeah. No, we didn't go to that, but I've seen people that do that. Oh, you could buy them on Amazon, Carmen. I got one here tomorrow, Prime delivered.
Look how, oh my God.
Yeah, look how
can
cute
I get it to be my, what is
friend?
It?
Smartest friend.
It'll be my best friend. No, I'm going to make it my safe animal.
Oh, yeah. Travel with it.
Yeah, so I can take it everywhere with me.
Yep. All right.
Oh, my God, I'm getting a pig. Yes!
Oh, brother.
Your therapy pig.
Listen to her.
Jeez.
The pig's going to be like, get me out of this thing. Oh, they are pretty adorable.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Local Tampa teacup pigs. Click here. Okay.
Okay. Look.
Oh, that's a snake.
Oh, God. Yuck.
Oh, don't get that.
No.
Keep snakes away.
All right, I'm on it. Somebody email me about this. I need to figure this out.
I think that's what all these are about.
Teacup pigs and dwarf goats. Oh, let's get both.
Oh.
Let's get both, Carmen. They could be best friends. We can make a kids book about them. The dumb girl and her small pig. I want to write that book.
Pig, not piggy.
Yeah. It's a dwarf goat, a teacup pig, and a dumb blonde walking to a bar together.
You got
to
throw in a miniature donkey.
Oh, yes.
That's Lulu. We get that for Lulu. You know what I'm saying? Listen, June teacup pigs, price for male, start at $400 and up. We only take a female. Price for female started at $450. Oh, we'll take them out. Smallest pink piglets that we have ever had, 5 weeks old, $600 to $700. Offering vet checks for additional $50, transportation and shipping, and chauffeur service.
Yeah, because how else would you get it there?
Yeah, we're gonna mail it.
You do not put my pig in the mail.
Oh, my God. $2,000 for a whole bunch of them.
Oh.
Wow. How many?
A whole bunch.
Can we all have one and then bring them in and they can have play dates every day?
I want to buy them all. Raise them like an army.
Yes.
I want to do it like Ant-Man. I'm going to be Pig-Man.
Oh, my God.
I can communicate with them all and they work.
You know they're smart, so they'll be able to follow orders.
Here's one. What are you going to name it, seriously?
Well, it depends on what color and how it looks. Like, I have to give it look in the eye. But I would say probably if it's a girl, I like Bella.
Mm-hmm. Pot Bella.
And then if it's a boy.
Bruce.
No, that's a dumb name for a pig.
Of course.
Yeah, Bruce.
The other ones were so good. Yeah.
And then if it's a boy, I guess I would name it
Hans.
Kenny.
Kenny the pig?
Kenny the pig. All right. I like that. Yeah, so Kenny and Bella.
So do I have you in Secret Santa?
No.
Oh. I guess that's over.
Tony Burton, if you're listening.
He has you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Maybe I could trade him.
Yeah.
Who do I have?
I don't know, but whoever you do have, it's looking good for them. I can't even remember who you have.
Do we have a list?
Yeah.
Who do I have?
Rob.
Oh, yeah. So Carmen, you may get a pick.
Okay. I was going to say, can I get you and Tony?
No. You can get a male from Tony and a female from Mike, and then you can start breeding pigs out in Plant City.
Oh, look how excited she is.
Plant City pigs.
I get a pig. I'm so excited.
We were saying you are a pig.
Oh.
A totally different conversation.
It's okay. I had that conversation this morning with Blaine. So.
Oh, he called you a pig?
Not so many words.
Like he's saying you're sloppy?
He was just like, hey, now that you have free time.
Straighten up a little?
Or you could go to the gym.
Oh, tighten
oh
it up.
Oh, my God. Really?
No, I'm kidding. I said that.
Oh. To him? You said him?
No, about me.
You still think he's fat with a small wiener?
A little dingy.
Well, I mean, he's no longer in cruise shape.
Oh,
that's
wow.
My
wife lost so much weight, she looks like a teenager.
Oh, my God, yes. Your wife is tiny.
I glance and I'm like, who's this hot girl in my kitchen? Oh, it's just my wife.
Oh, my God.
Carmen, what did we learn today? That you
love pigs.
Love pigs.
And macaroni
and
cheese.
Have been called a pig all in the same day. Velveeta better than Kraft.
Yes.
And you and I have a date for December 22nd at the Sarasota Melting Pot, and nothing's going to stop our love.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Best Christmas ever. Mark it.
Perhaps.
No, all this is happening, so
no,
it is.
No, perhaps it's the best Christmas. Okay, it is. Let's just keep it.
Why?
I don't want to make you upset. Tomorrow on the show, in the studio with us, Jeff Dye will be here. We will finally talk to Anthony Beck again. And then on Friday on the show.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Guy on Twitter said, dude, do the research. There's no such thing as a teacup pig. They all grow normal size. So I just put in Google, do teacup pigs get big? It says over 50 different types, blah, blah, blah. No matter what the species of miniature pig, they grow to over 66 pounds in their first year of life.
Oh, my God.
Not my problem.
No kidding.
Not my president. Darman, not my president.
Your
pig.
I still want one.
This won't play Spanish.
I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't know.
I can play it. You want me to play it?
You sent him a backup?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. That's a...
Oh, I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
Mike, how the show, though?
Hey, what's up? It's Medicine Man.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, that was a great show last week for Dream Theater.
Good.
It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw, real.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go.
Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
The shot beat me, bacon.
Go smash your fruit in the hole.
I cried a little bit. You call me a monkey.
I love you, Spanish.
Check your panties.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.